Ashrita Furman holds the Guinness World Record for holding world records. That's a record he broke in 1986. But he didn't achieve these feats for bragging rights. He did it to spread a message. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Parcast original. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
'70, 16-year-old Keith Furman begins following spiritual leader Sri Chinmoy, a former decathlete who recently opened a meditation center in Queens. Chinmoy renames him Ashrita. 1978, Sri Chinmoy, who preaches that physical feats and building endurance are the path to spiritual enlightenment, encourages his followers to compete in a 24-hour bike race endurance test, the winner being whoever completes the most miles. The night before, Sri Chinmoy suggests that Ashrita bike 400 miles. Encouraged, out of shape, Ashrita does the math on how many miles per hour he has to endure, nearly 17, and then bikes 405 miles. Extra impressive for a guy who left his high school track team after just one day. Ashrita attributes his third place finish after almost zero training to the power of meditation. He believes with the meditation techniques that Sri Chinmoy has taught him, he can accomplish any physical feat. And I am furious no one told me about meditation back in high school when I was wasting my time actually working out. After his bike race, Ashrita sets out to break his first Guinness World Record, most jumping jacks. He breaks it in 1979 with 27,000 jumping jacks. Just saying that makes my knees and feet hurt. First featured in the Guinness Book of World Records, 1980, Ashrita is instantly hooked on breaking records. He realizes that this is not only a great way to push himself to improve as a person, but a great way to spread the message of the power of meditation. I'm sold. With no meditation training, I am pretty sure 500 continuous jumping jacks would literally kill me. 1982, Sri Chinmoy starts the Impossibility Challenger, an international world record-breaking festival. He encourages Ashrita to break more records and push himself harder. Ashrita now sets his sights on the record for holding records. And he completes it in 1986 with records including longest continuous distance somersaulting, which he did along the path of Paul Revere's famous ride, and longest duration of underwater pogo sticking, a sport he invented and debuted on Good Morning America. Now he needs a new goal. He decides to try and hold 100 world records. He masters over 70 different skills, including wielding a samurai sword to chop fruit in midair, opening the most beer bottles with a chainsaw in 1 minute, putting out the most blow torches with nothing but your tongue, and catching a lot of grapes in his mouth. Some are arguably more exciting than others. How does he do it? Ashrita maintains that meditation is the key, saying, after a while, it becomes as if it's happening to someone else. You feel that the person experiencing the pain is not you, and you don't identify with it. In ordinary consciousness, if you bang your hand, you feel the pain. But if you're meditating, it doesn't have any effect. Man, I really need to try this the next time I bang my head on something. Screaming profanities hasn't been helping the pain as much as I'd like. While Ashrita may not feel much physical pain, he did hurt when Sri Chinmoy dies in 2007. His meditation group is his family, and losing Sri Chinmoy is a big blow. Ashrita chooses to turn his grief into fuel. His 100th record will honor Sri Chinmoy. The more international attention he gets, the further Sri Chinmoy's uplifting messages and meditation practices can spread throughout the world. This goal becomes much more difficult as other people begin to break some of his records. The number of records he holds is constantly in flux. Ashrita starts inventing new records just to break them. Some include underwater hula hooping, underwater juggling in a tank full of sharks, land rowing, sensing a theme here. April 14th, 2009. Ashrita organizes a group of 111 people to break the record for poem read in most languages simultaneously. The group gathers outside New York City's City Hall and reads Sri Chinmoy's poem, Precious. With this, Ashrita becomes the first person to hold 100 world records at once. Now in his 60s, Ashrita says he's too old to break records and spends most of his days alone at home, flipping through old scrapbooks and crying. Yeah, right. If anything, he breaks even more records now. As of this recording, Ashrita holds over 200 records and has broken over 600 in his lifetime. Always pushing himself to do better, living up to the legacy of the man who changed his life. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast originals, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more info on Ashrita, check out ashrita.com. We also found the coverage by The New Yorker and Guinness World Records incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Incredible Feats is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It was created by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins. Join me tomorrow for another Incredible Feat.